Okay, I hope all is good. Today's daf is Rosh Hashanah daf Yud Zayin, and we're here in the middle of Samagadata about judgment and Rosh Hashanah and Gehenna. So we're about five lines up on Tes Zayin of the Beis. Right, the Gemara starts Tanya. We learned in the Beis. Veshami Omer Veshami say Gimel Kitos Hanli Yom Adin. There are three groups of people on Rosh Hashanah. Right, this is kind of what we left off with yesterday. Agas Shel Tzadikim Gemurim Vagas Shel Rishonim Gemurim Vagas Shel Beinonim. Right, Tzadikim Rishonim and middlemen. Right, tzaddikim gemurim nechtam nechtam la'alter l'chaim olam. Right, tzaddikim are written right away. Rishonim gemurim nechtam v'nechtam la'alter l'gehenim. And the rishonim gemurim go down right away. Right, obviously to gehenim. Shneimar, as the pasuk says, Rabbi Mishnah admas efer yakitzu elu l'chaim olam ve'elu l'charvos l'daron olam. So beinonim, but the ones in the middle, the yoredim legehenim, they go down to gehenim, and mitzavtzefim, and they call and scream out and they cry to Hakadosh Baruch Hu veolim, and eventually they come up. Shneimar as Bazik says, ve'vesi es hashlishis ba'esh v'tzaraftem kitziruf es hakesef. What is this puzzle? It keeps on going. Uvichantim kachachon es azav hu yikrash mi vani ano. So meaning Hashem, those people will call out. They're going to like they're compared to being buffed out to gold and silver being shined. Right, that's a neshama's trip to Gehenna. And then we call out. Right, call to Kosh Baruch Hu vani ano sam. And Hashem says that I will answer them. And then it keeps on going. Valihem amra. No. Sorry, that's the end of the puzzle. Right, Valihem amra chana, and all these people. This is what Chana said. Hashem and misa v'chaya morid sheol v'yal. About the beinonim, this is what Chana said, that Hashem, right, obviously after a person passes away, right, they go to sheol. The sheol is the depths v'yal. Then they come back up. There is a machlokes in terms of how you view. Just we mentioned the tzaddikim gemurim, the rishon gemurim. And the Beinonim, as the Rishonim discuss exactly, how you define that. Obviously, one opinion, I forget if it's Tosos or the Rashba or something. One of the opinion, obviously, is that there are very few Tzadikim Gemurim and very few Rishonim Gemurim, and everybody else pretty much is Beinonim. And another way to understand is that we're referring to the people who are judged this year. Meaning that whoever is judged to be a tzaddik gomer, right? So they, meaning not necessarily they are these vidolei ador, but the people who are judged for tzaddik gomer, so they get written l'chaim, the rishonim get written rachman al-tzlan the other way, and the beinonim are very few. But okay, either way, that's a discussion in terms of how to understand that. But again, this is imagery again that we've heard, about 2 months ago. Beis Hillel omer Beis Hillel say v'rav chesed mate klape chesed. Meaning the pasuk says v'rav chesed, meaning mate klape chesed. The Kosh Baruch Hu, right, it takes care of us. Right, he takes the scale, right, and he tilts it mate. He tilts it klape chesed towards the chesed side, meaning towards the good side, right, the side with all the mitzvahs on it. V'aleihem amr David, about these people that the Binyanim, that David says, I have to Yishma Hashem is Kali. Right, I love it. Kosh Baruch Hu heard my voice. V'alihem Amar David, and David said as well, right, that Kol Aparsha Kula Dalusi V'Yoshia. Right, that even if they're Dalim, right, Dalusi, right, even if they're Dalim mitzvos, right, so that Kosh Baruch Hu takes care of them, right, takes care of the scales and kind of tilts it in their favor. Okay. Poshe Yisrael Begufan, Poshe Umos Ha'ulam Begufan. We're going to have to define these, but the Gemara continues and talks about other types of people. That Poshe Yisrael Begufan, the Jews who sin with their bodies, okay, we have to describe what that means. It's not exactly probably what you think. And Goyim who sin with their bodies, Yordim Legehenna Vinidonim Bayud Beis Chodesh. They go to Gehenna and they get judged there for 12 months. Yud Beis Chodesh, and after that, Gufan Kala, their bodies are destroyed, right? I guess obviously because they're in the ground, right? Vinishmasam nisrafes, right? Their souls have been burned. Veruach mefarzrasam tachas kapos regalei tzadikim, and the ruach kind of spreads out. The imagery is that the ruach sort of spreads out their remains underneath the feet of tzadikim. Shemar as the pasuk says, v'yasu semer shayim ki yu afar tachas kapos lagrayim. Okay, so though we have to define who those, you know, who gets that terrible punishment. But even one step further than that, avahaminim, but the masuros, v'abikorsim, right, a min and a bikuris. The difference between a min is someone who doesn't believe in Teresh Baal Peh, let's say the Tzdukim or whatever. Now, bikuris obviously is not bikuris. Rashi does write over here, he has a different understanding of bikuris. Rashi writes, yeah, if you look at the seventh or eighth line down, right, third skinny line, he writes, Mevazet Talmid Chachamim. So, now, bikuris is someone who is Mevazet Talmid Chachamim, he derides Talmid Chachamim, but also, again, because he denies the Shalshalas on Mesorah, right, so it's not bikuris as we know it, someone who denies the Kodesh Baruch Hu, but here Rashi says also someone who doesn't treat the Talmid Chachamim with proper respect. Okay, the Masoros are people who try and get money from Jews to Goyim, and if you look at Rashi, the Malshinim, Shemosrim Mamon Yisrael, right, they kind of, they call the cops on a small tiny infraction, and the cops come and they fine a Jewish family $500 just because that's the right thing to do, even though there's no danger or whatever. Obviously, if there's danger to someone, Seder, but it's a tiny little zoning violation in the back that may or may not have been intentional, right? Someone who makes trouble for Jewish money, so that's a Masur. Again, that's he's grouped in with these types of people, and all these continuing to listing back in the Gemara, right? Ava Aminim, Masuras, Abikorsim, all these people, and also Shekafru B'Torah, people who say the Torah is not real, right? Shekafru B'Tchias HaMesim, people who don't think the Tchias HaMesim is going to happen, Shapirsim B'Darchei Tzibur, someone who has left the ways of the Tzibur. We also have to talk about what that is exactly. Vishenasnu chititem be'eretz chayim. What's it called? That is also we have to explain what that means. Vishachatu v'shechtiu asarabim, that they sin and they cause other people to sin. Kegon Yeravam ben Avat, like Yeravam, terrible Russia, king of Israel. V'chayverav, like his friends. So meaning all those terrible. If you're really one of those terrible people, so these types of people, Yordim the Gehenna, the Gudat, the Gehenna, the Nidonimba, they get judged there, the Dore Doros, they're judged there forever. Right? Shenemar's Balzik says, Vyatsu Ru'u, Befigri Hanashim, Aposhim B, okay, Gehenon Kala, Vehain Enon Kala. Meaning, in the end of days, right, the Balzik describes that Gehenna will stop, right? After Tchias HaMesim, right? There'll be no more Gehenna, because people won't die, but Hain Enon Kala, they will not stop. Right? Shenemar's Balzik says, they will not be completely destroyed. Shenemar, Vetsudam, Levalos, Shaol, meaning they will be swallowed up by Sheol by the depths, by Gehenna. V'kol kach lama, why all this? V'pnei pashtu yadeim bezvul, because they extended their hands against Zvul. What is Zvul? Again, as Rashi says over here, shechribu beis hamikdash ba'avonam, they destroy the beis hamikdash with their sins. Shnemar mizvul lo, v'ein zvul elo beis hamikdash. Right? I think that's what the Gemara says, that Zvul is a lashon of the beis hamikdash. Shnemar, as the Pasuk says, bano benisi beis zvul lecha. Okay, fine. V'alehem amrachanas, and Chana said about these people, Hashem yechatu merivav. Okay. I'm Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Avin. Again, we'll come back to this in a second to define what each of those people are. Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Avin says that Ufneim Domin Leshule Kedera, and their faces are as black as the bottom of a pot, right? Because of their rishus, because they're evil. Amar Rava says Vinu Mashpire Shpire Bnei Mechoza Umakrian Bnei Gehenna. And these people, what's it called? They are like the people who enjoy themselves, meaning the people who like kind of treat themselves to this world. If you look at Rashi, Munagim Vishmenim Hayu, right? They were fat and they're enjoying themselves in this world, but they end up Makriyim Bei Gehenna, right? They're going to be the Bnei Gehenna, the people who are known as the Bnei New York. So the Bnei Gehenna, the people who live in Gehenna. Amar Mara says that Beis Hillel Omrim. Beis Hillel says again that we go back to what we just said before. That we said before we had this whole statement. For Rav Chesed Matik Lapei Chesed, right? Beis Hillel says the pasuk says. V'rav Chesed, and that implies that HaKadosh Baruch Hu kind of tilts the scales in our favor. V'aksiv, but doesn't the pasuk say V'vesis Hashlishis Ba'ish, that it will bring the one third in fire, meaning that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, well, what's it called? Well, meaning that they're going to judge the HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to judge the one third. Of the people, right, in Gehenna, right, that Kodesh Baruch Hu is going to judge them in Gehenna. So what's the deal? I mean, is a Kodesh Baruch Hu always just tilting scales? But there's got to be some people who go to Gehenna. So the Gemara says, you're right. Hashlam b'poshe Yisrael b'gufan, poshe Yisrael b'gufan. So the Gemara says, sorry, my apologies. Hasam poshei yisrael begufan. That's referring to the people going down to Gehenna. That's the people, that's referring to the Jews who sin with their bodies. The Gemara says, poshei yisrael begufan? What do you mean, the Jews who sin with their bodies? Farmata leslei takanta. Didn't we just say they were grouped in with the really terrible Rishayim, right? Including Yeravam, right? The Jews who sin with their bodies. So what do you mean over here that they go down to Gehenna? Again, we said before that Gehenna cleans a person after 12 months, it comes out. As the Gemara says, no, that's only if a person is barov avonos, right? He has mostly sins, and then and plus he's a posher, he's still a begufan, so then there's nothing he can do. But hacha mechza avonos and mechza zechuyos. But here, if you're half and half, right, so then you're posher, he's still a begufan, so then right, you go down to Gehenna and then you come out. But if you're already not doing so good, and then you're also posher, he's still a begufan, which we'll explain in a second, then that's going to be really bad news for you. I stopped a little early. The isbu nami avon the poshe yisrael, meaning if you're half and half, and you also have this sin of poshe yisrael begufan that a Jew sins with his body, lo sagile dalav hevesi the shlishis ba'esh. Right, it won't be enough. Meaning you have to go to the Gehenna v'imlav v'rav chesed matzah klapi chesed. But if not, meaning if you don't have this sin of sinning with your body, so then you'll be fine. Klavi Chazad, right? Kosh Baruch Hu will tilt the scales in your favor. Valen, Amar David, and about those people, David said, I have to kish Ma'ashem. Okay. Darish Rava. Rava said, my dechtiv, I have to kish Ma'ashem. Right? What does it mean when David said this? Right, so Amra, Knesset Yisrael Fnei Kosh Baruch Hu. So the Jews said to Hashem, Ribbono Shel Olam, Ima say, Ani Ahuva Lefanecha. When am I loved to you, I guess, the most? Bizman Shatah Shomea Kol Tachan Unai. When you hear my davening. Right, with Dalosi Veli Yoshia. Or when I cry out, right, and then you save me. Aval Pisha Dala ni Mina Mitzvos, right, even though I am dull is poor from Mitzvos, right, Li Na Loshia, right, it is still, you still do appreciate, and you still do save me. Post Yishol Begufan Ma'inyanu. Okay, finally, these Jews who sin with their bodies, what are we talking about? So it's not what you probably thought it was talking about. It's Amar Rav. Rav says it's a karkafta de la manach tefillin. Fascinating. It's a person who did not learn tefillin, did not wear tefillin. Right? A person who kind of, what's it called, that kind of just disregarded this mitzvah zasei. And again, many sources that say that tefillin changes the spiritual nature of a person. Right? The L'Elef Alfei Avdalos, there is, not that this is support for the Torah at all, but I did see once in some sort of journal that apparently the Chinese place on the body to, if you're talking about acupuncture and stuff like that, to talk about, to enhance what they call the soul or spirituality or whatever they call it, is the place where you put on tefillin. It is the front of the forehead, the back of the neck, and I forget it was also the side of the arm, I don't remember. But whatever. But the tachlis is that many sources, I'd say that a tefillin changes a person into a different type of person, and this is one of them, meaning that a person doesn't put on tefillin, he's a karkafta del malach tefillin. He's a being that did not wear tefillin. Right? That's his name. That's his status. So that's what we're talking about, this sin of a Jew doesn't put on tefillin on purpose. And again, perhaps that's one of the main reasons why you see Chabad shlichim all over the place. Why aren't they handing out kosher meat or tzitzis or, I mean, maybe there are also, but like there are Chabad tefillin stands all over the world. Yeah, because tefillin has this koach, right? That maybe there's people saying Kriya Shema and they're wearing tefillin also, so that's also, but either way, but tefillin has this koach to kind of infuse spirituality in a neshama. And if you're missing that, so then you're called with the Gemara terms, a karkafta, the malach tefillin. Right, you're like a, literally karkafta is a head, you're like a human that did not wear tefillin. Okay, what is posha umas olam begufan? What is that talking about? So that's talking about arayos, that the goyim are also commanded. Right, that's one of the shev mitzvos b'nei noach, that arayos is aser, and even though the way a goy gets married is different than the way a Jew gets married, but either way, that's what we're talking about when talking about goyim. Ushanosnu chititem be'eretz chayim. What is that referring to? Zam Rav Chista zeh parnes hamatzel le'ema yisera al tzibur shelo l'shem shamayim. That's a big gvir, a wealthy Jew who instills fear on the tzibur for no reason, meaning for lo l'shem shamayim. And he's a parnes at tzibur, right? Again, someone who's able to support a lot of the tzibur, but he's, for whatever reason, using, ruling with an iron fist, quote unquote, without doing it l'shem shemayim. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda, Amar Rav, he says that kol parnes hamatel ima yisera al tzibur. If you, any parnes, any rich wealthy person who does this, shelo l'shem shemayim, ein roa ben tamei chachamim. His children will not be tamei chachamim. Shneamar, as the pasuk says, l'chein yirehu anashim lo yirehu kol chachmei leiv. Okay. Veisol omrim v'rav chesed matel kol pimala. Again, this memor that we said before, that Kosh Baruch Hu in his rov, in his chesed, he. That's the pasuk, and then right, what it means is that Kadosh Baruch Hu tilts the scales in our favor. Hey Chiyavid, what exactly does he do? So Rabbi Elazar Omer, Rabbi Elazar says, right, Kovsho, meaning that he what's it called? That he takes what it means is he takes the side of the scale with Zechuyos and he pushes it down, right? Meaning it's that way, right? That's how it overrides, right, the side of the sins, right? Again, if you have a scale, so right, if it's heavier and goes down, that shows that it's more. So Kosh Baruch Hu Kovsho, he pushes the sins down. Rabbi Yosef Rachanina says the opposite. He says no say. He picks it up. Now he picks up, meaning he lifts the side of the scale with the sins. Shenemar no say avon uvar ve'opesha, right? That instead of pushing down the mitzvos, he lifts up the sins, right? And then all of a sudden, hey, look at that, right? The mitzvos are heavier and the mitzvos are more. Tanavei Rav Shmuel, third opinion that says Ma'aver Rishon, meaning that what does he do? Kosh Baruch Hu takes off, quote unquote, the first Aveira. V'chein hi Amida, that's how Kosh Baruch always does that he always tries to, in that way, meaning if it's 50-50 or whatever, so then Kosh Baruch Hu takes off a sin, and then the mitzvos went out. Amarav and Rabbi says, Avon Atzmo Eino Nimchak, and that sin itself is not destroyed. Right? The Ika Ruba Avonos Makshe Badayu, because if for whatever reason it turns out that he has more sins than mitzvos, so then Akash Baruch Hu Kilu puts that back on the scale. Rava Amar Rava says, I think it's Amar Rava. Rava says, "Call Maver Al Midosav, Maverin Lo Al Kol Pishav." Right, a pretty well known Maimar Chazal that anybody who's Maver Al Midosav, someone who can forgive his friend, doesn't care. If you look at Rashi, Sheino Medaktek Limdod Mida Lemitzarim Oso, he's not care. He doesn't care much when people insult him. He doesn't mind. He doesn't say anything. Right, he just kind of leaves them alone. Right, he leaves his midos, which technically are probably telling him to get back at the guy. The holichlo, and he gets out of there. So if a person is able to do that, right, to rise above someone who's insulting him and just ignore it, so then mavirin lo akol pshav, where you can erase, Kosh Baruch Hu erases all of his sins, meaning it's a tremendous chus for a person to be maver al midosav, to overcome, right, any natural inclination to kind of take revenge or get angry, etc. Or take offense or be insulted, etc. Shneamar is pasuk says nosei avon or aver al pesha. Right, the mishnah nosei avon for who does our Kosh Baruch Hu carry sins? Right, let me show aver al pesha for someone who overlooks a slight that is done to him. Right, Kosh Baruch Hu similarly overlooks his sins. Rav Huna brother of Yeshua Chalash happened to be that once that Rav Huna son of Rav Yeshua became sick, and all Rav Papa the Shulei, Rav Papa came to visit the Shulei Bay, and Chazi the Chalishle, and he saw the Chalishle Alma, and he saw that his world was getting weak, meaning he saw that he was passing away. So Amalahud Savisu Le Zivadisa, he said, start preparing burial shrouds. The Sof, but at the end he tabach, right? Baruch Hashem, right? He got better, and he survived. So therefore, I am mixed of Papa Lemechze. Right, if Papa got embarrassed, he didn't want to see him. Right, he said, he basically decided this guy was dying, and he started preparing for his burial, and all of a sudden he got better. So if Papa felt bad that he misdiagnosed the situation. So I'm realized, he said to my chazis, what did you see? What did you see, Rav Huna brother of Yeshua? Right, you were basically on death's door. So I'm like, he said to him, yes, you're right. Hachi hava, you're right. But I was. I was supposed to die. But Hashem said to me, or to me, it says to him, means to him, but it means to me, since he didn't care about things that are said about him, so Rashi says, don't analyze his deeds too much, leave him alone. And Shneamar as Pasuk says again, this idea that we've been trying to say, Nosi Avon Over El Pesha, right? Then the me Nosi Avon, who's a Kosh Baruch Hu, carry all of his sins and get rid of his sins, Lo Ver Pesha, right? So someone who kind of forgives and overlooks insults. The sheri is nachla. So what is that's the end of the pasuk? So Amar Rav, what does that mean? So Amar Rabbi Acha Bar Chanina, alev a kotz ba. The sheri is nachla. So v'lo kol nachla. So, but that if a that a kosh baruch who does this, meaning just like a thorn in the tail of a sheep, right? Again, the sheep is the tail of the sheep is supposed to be one of the fattiest and best pieces. But if you have a thorn in there, so then meaning that's what that means. Meaning it's not the greatest line. Meaning it's not a good what's it called? Meaning it's in a chinami that it's nice. Meaning this mushal that Kosh Baruch Hu is over al pesha, it is good. But that's the sheir's nachlaso, v'lo l'chol nachlaso. Meaning that Kosh Baruch Hu doesn't do that for everybody. Right, just for the best of the best, like the tail of the sheep, right? Lemi shemesim atzmo kishirayim. It's like he does it for those, right, who make themselves like shirayim, like leftovers, meaning that they humble themselves as if they're not important. Okay, Ravuna Rami. Ravuna pointed out a stira in Pesukim. The pasuk says tzadik Hashem b'chol derechav. Okay. That a Kosh Baruch Hu, right again, is a tzaddik, meaning the lashon here, if you look at Rashi, b'mishpat emes, Kosh Baruch Hu judges with truth, straight down, calls it like it is. On the other hand, Uksiv, Pesuk also says, the chassid b'chol ma'asav, Kosh Baruch Hu is a chassid, and he does chassid for us. So what's the deal? How does the judgment work? Gemara says, b'tchilat tzaddik u'l'sof chassid, right? The enichinami, at the beginning, Kosh Baruch Hu is, judges us straight away. But v'sof chesed, right? But then he brings out minas rachmin, right, to take care of us. Rabbi Elazar amiksev. Rabbi Elazar says a similar stira. L'cha Hashem chesed. Hashem has the chesed. Uksev ki adat shalem leish k'masayu. Two pesukim. One of them says Hashem judges in chesed. One of them says he pays back a person like his actions. So the Gemara answers, but chiluk ki adat shalem k'masayu l'v'sof l'cha Hashem chesed. Right, in a chinami, right, same answer, that a Kosh Baruch Hu first starts in regular judgment, then moves on to chesed, right, when we inevitably need it. Ilfi, if I'm related, ilfa, right, either ilfi or ilfa, Rami Ksiv also noticed a stira in Pesukim. The Pesuk says Rav Chesed, Ksiv, v'emes. Right, again, Hashem Rav Chesed v'emes. So what is it? So the Gemara says again, b'tchil v'emes, ulvasof Rav Chesed. He starts with emes, and he moves on to chesed, moves on to rachmin. V'yavar Hashem apanav v'yikra, Kosh Baruch Hu passed in front of Moshe's face, and he called out right before the Yud Gimel Midos. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Emoli Mikra Kozev Yavshar LaOmro. If the pasuk had not been written, we could not have said this. But meaning that Hashem, Hashem, Karachem, Vachanun, etc. But Sabalami, it teaches us Shenis Adiv Kosh Baruch Hu Kshlich Tzibur. When Moshe asked to know Kosh Baruch Hu, Hashem says, "You can't really know me. You don't even know my name. Turn around. I'll let you see my back." Okay, right? The pasukim in Kisisa. So Kosh Baruch Hu Kiviyachol wrapped himself in a talis like a Shlich Tzibur. Veheral of Moshe said a tefillah, and he showed Moshe Rabbeinu, right, the way to daven, right, the order of the tefillah. And Amalai said to him, "Kol zman sheYisrael chotem ve'osin yasu lefanik seder zeh, right, v'ani mochel lahem." Hashem said, anytime the Jews sin, right, make sure you say this tefillah, and I will be mochel. Hashem Hashem, what is that referring to? Ani kodem sheyechta adam, v'ani o'achar sheyechta adam. I'm always around, says the Kosh Baruch Hu, even before he sins and after he sins. V'yasa tshuva, right? Meaning I'm there before a person sins, and even after he does tshuva. I mean, I'll still act with him, right? Hashem is the midas harachmim, so I'll still act with the person with midas harachmim even before he sins and after he does tshuva. Kelracham v'chanan, what does that mean? So, what is that reference to? Amar Rav Yehuda, bris kruso liyugimul midos sheinu chozer shereikam. There's a bris. There's a contract. We have a guarantee from Hakadosh Baruch Hu that anybody who says yugimul midos will not be returned empty-handed. I mean, not necessarily get what he wanted, but he won't be returned empty-handed. The halacha agav, just by the way, the halacha is that we should not say Hashem Hashem Yud Gimel Midos if you're not b'shliach tzibur, b'tzibur, when if you're not in with a minion. Just to point out. Okay. Either way, how do you know that's true? Shneimar's pasuk says, "Hinei ochin anochi kareis bris." Right, and that then follows. The Yigibul Midos follows right after that. Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan says, "Gedol tshuva shemakeres gzardino shel adam." Tshuva is so great because it tears up the gzardin of a person. Shneimar's pasuk says, "Hashemain leiv ha'amazeh ve'inav ha'kaved ve'inav hasha penyireh ve'inav ve'aznav yishma uvavo yavin v'shav v'rafalo." Right. I mean, this is the what's it called that the that the Jews, right, are fat and lazy and they're not doing anything. But Meshav, if they do tshuva, Rafa Kosh Baruch Hu, he says, he promises that he will heal them. So Amalav Papa, Rav Amalav said to Abaye, V'dom l'pnei Gzar Din. Well, how do you know that that's after, right? Again, when you said tshuva rips up a Gzar Din. So here you're telling me that Hashem promises that Bnei Yisrael do tshuva, he'll heal them. How do you know that's after the Gvar Din? Maybe that's before the Gvar Din. So Amalav, no. So said back to him, Rav Rafa Luxiv. Right, Hashem says he'll heal them. Right, Ezu Davar Shetar Chafua. What needs healing? Right, only something that is already sick. Right, Avi Omer is a Gzar Din. Right, only something after the punishment has been decreed. Can you then talk about healing? Okay, Meisve, ask you a question. Hashav Bintayim Mochum Lo Loshav Bintayim Afilu Hevi Kol Eli Nevios Shav Olam Im Mochum Lo. So one second, didn't we say in a brisa that if someone does tshuva before the Gzar Din, so then he'll Hashem, meaning Bein Tayim, is between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. So then HaKadosh Baruch Hu will forgive him. But if not, so all the korbanos in the world do not help. So the Gemara says, meaning he said, can we do tshuva after the Gzar Din or not? So the Gemara says, L'kashon b'yachid abitzibur. It depends. That the Yachid is stuck with his Gzar Din. Right, and economic can daven, and you can make it, we talked about yesterday, about marvir and roa hagzera, but removing the evilness of the decree. But the Yachid can't change the Gzar Din. But at Tzibur, they can. Now, in Echanami, tomorrow we'll see that Rabbi Yitzchak is going to say that even a Yachid, can change his Gzar Din. So don't get too depressed yet. But, okay, so fine. Vein Meisve, hold on, I'm going to ask you another question. Enei Hashem Elokecha Ba, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is always looking at Eretz Yisrael. Itim Latova, Itim Lara, sometimes good, sometimes bad. Right, Rachman al-Tzlan. Itim Latova, Ketzad, how does that work? Right, Harei, what does it mean that Hashem is going to look at us for the good? So, Harei, Shai Yisrael, Rishon, Gemurim, if the Jews are not doing so well, right, but Rosh Hashanah, and Upasku, Lahem, Gisham, Mu'atim, and Hashem decided that there won't be so much rain in Eretz Yisrael, right, we need rain very much. So, Lasof, Chazru, Lahem, and then they did Tshuva, so Lahosif, Lahem, Yafshar, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu can't add more rain, because they already had a Gzar Din, Shkvar Nigzar Gzera, because the decree for a little bit of rain, it has already happened. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Morid Bizmanam Al Haaretz Hatzricha Lahem. Rather, so what does Hashem do? He allots, right, whatever rainfall was decreed, right, it falls at the proper time, right, meaning, let's say, Chazal say it, Friday night is a simen bracha when it rains, because everybody's in their house anyway, eating, you know, and having onig Shabbos, etc. So it'll fall in the right time, V'aretz Hatzricha Lahem, in the lands that need it, meaning I'm not going to get rain in Harnof, which does not really need rain for its agricultural purposes. Kosh Baruch Hu will rain it on the fields and the orchards or whatever, right, in the proper areas. I call it fiyaretz. I mean, everything according to whatever land needs it. Itim l'rakit said, what does it mean that sometimes they'll be bad? I mean, Kosh Baruch Hu will look at Eretz Yisrael for bad. So Ketzad, has it work? Let's say the Jews were doing good. They're tzedikim gemurim on Rosh Hashanah. They were decreed to have a lot of rain. But Lasov Chazru behind. But unfortunately, Yitzhar caught up with us, and the Jews started sinning again. So the Fachos Mehemi Yevshos, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu can't just change and take away some of the rain because Shekfar Nezik Zera. HaKadosh Baruch Hu already, the Zera was done. So Ella, rather, what happens? HaKadosh Baruch Hu Marid Neshalub Ismanim Al Haaretz She'in Atzrich Olam. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu brings down rain at an improper time on lands that don't need it. Right? So the Tova. Mia likre likzar dinayu velosiv lu. And so the Gemara says again, this is very nice that Hashem, you know, can kind of like finagle and play around with the gzar din. You just told me that if it's a din of a tzibur, right? If you're telling me that we're talking about a tzibur, so you can tear up a gzar din, right? That was the split we just made, that a yachid can't have his gzar din ripped up, but a tzibur can. So what are you talking about? If you're playing around with the gzar din, just rip it up. So the Gemara says, you're right, shiny hasam de efshir b'achid. No, it's different because there it's possible. It's possible to play around with it. I mean, it's possible to fix it. Meaning, you could do both. Meaning, you can have your cake and eat it too. Meaning that, yes, there will be less rain, but the rain will be perfect. Right? It will be, it won't cause any trouble. Right? It will water the fields properly. So therefore, there's no need. But if there's a scenario where it's impossible to do both, so then HaKadosh Baruch Hu, yes, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu will destroy, will tear up a Gzar Din for Am Yisrael. Okay, Toshma, let's do a little bit more. This is a proof, I forget, we have to read it, it's a proof that we do tear up the Gzar Din of the Tzibur. Yorde Hayam Ba'anios, right? The people go down to the sea in boats, right? fishermen, sailors, etc. Osim melacha b'yamim v'mayim rabim. They do their work in the seas. Hema ro maseh Hashem. They see the words of Hashem, the action of Hashem. Vayomer v'yamod ruach sara. Right, there'll be a storm. Utromeim galav v'yachogu v'yanu k'shikor. Throw them back and forth like a drunk person. Vitzaku al Hashem, batzer al Hashem, right? Hashem, they will cry out to Hashem, and yodul Hashem chazdo, right? Hashem will, right? They'll praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu, asalem simonios, ka'achen v'rakin, Shem Torah, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu made for them simonim. Just like the achen and rakin in the Torah, lo melecha, tzaku kodem gzardin, nenin, but tzaku l'achak gzardin, eino nenin, right? If they call out, and again, the breast ends over here, that if they call out, before the Gzardin, so then they can be answered. But after the Gzardin, they cannot be answered. So, one second, we're talking about a big group of massive people, all the fishermen, all the sailors. If you tell me that they cry out before the Gzardin, they're answered of not after the Gzardin, so that implies that the masses cannot have their Gzardin. What's it called? Oh, yeah, I guess it's not. It's against this. Right? We see here that the masses cannot have their Gzardin ripped up. So Gemara says, no. This is also a case where the sailors and the fishermen are judged individually. Right? Not b'tzibur together, but they're judged like a yachid. And then, sure enough, right, then the Gzardin is not allowed to be ripped up according to what we've just been saying. Okay, fine. We're going to stop here. We'll invite you in the Hilgishas tomorrow. Have a great day or night, depending on where you're listening to this.